Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for the words shimmer and memorize.
It's Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face versus the Energy Monster in an all-out, down-and-dirty, fists-a-flying battle royale.
I guess Disco really is dead.
Hey, big guy! You like things that shimmer, right? Mr. Energy Monster. Oh, right. Recess is almost over. Thanks, Huggy.
I've been rehearsing really hard.
I know all my lines.
I've got my speech memorized, too. Sounds like we're both ready for the big audition.
What audition?
The audition for the school play.
Romeo and Juliet.
As in my favorite play of all time, Romeo and Juliet?
That's right, and auditions are this afternoon.
This afternoon? But I won't have time to memorize my lines. Why didn't I know about this?
All right. Now, before we start the auditions, let me tell you a little bit about Romeo and Juliet. Romeo and Juliet is a play written by...
William Shakespeare. It is the story of a boy named Romeo and girl named Juliet who fall madly in love even though their families don't like each other. It is a captivating, honest, and beautiful tale of young love.
Yeah. And now the auditions. Each of you will have a chance to perform a speech from the play, and the student who does the best job will get the role.
Scoops Ming, playing the role of Romeo. Romeo enters, but soft. What light through yonder window breaks? Walk over here, look up at Juliet. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. Grab my heart because I am in love. And scene!
All right. Next.
Hello. While I am a huge fan of Romeo and Juliet, I unfortunately did not hear about these auditions until this afternoon. And so I have not had time to memorize my speech.
Just do your best.
Yes, but you see, I really should have my speech memorized. And by that I mean I should have learned all the words in the right order so I can just remember them without reading from the page. Memorize.
It's okay, Becky. Just give it a shot.
Okay, here goes. Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art... Oh, that was bad. Hold on. Romeo, deny thy father and refuse that ye thy still with me. Name, or if thou wilt not be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Oh, great. Next. 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 Next.
Violet, reading for Juliet. Oh, Romeo, Romeo... Wherefore art thou, Romeo? Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or, if thou wilt not, be but sworn my love, and I'll no longer be a Capulet.
Ooh. Wow. Not bad, Violet. Next.
Hello, my name is Hunter Throbheart, reading for the part of Romeo.
Oh.
Who's that?
He's Hunter Throbheart, the new student from England.
England, the birthplace of William Shakespeare.
And Hunter Throbheart.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Ooh, good job, good job.
Bravo, Hunter. There may be hope for us after all. Next. Next.
The next day, back at school...
Here we go.
It says here I am to play the part of Romeo.
It says I'll be playing the orchard wall.
It's a great part for an actor with your range.
Cool. I'll get started standing still and not saying anything right away.
Scoops, you're a dedicated professional.
Thank you. Or should I say... Huh?
Oh, wow. I'm playing Juliet. I have the perfect hat for Juliet. It's shiny and sparkly and shimmers in the light.
Wait a minute. If Violet is playing Juliet, that means I'm Juliet's understudy.
That's right. The understudy is an important part of the play, Becky. If something goes wrong, you're there to swoop in and save the day. Just like Word Girl.
So I only get to be Juliet if Violet can't?
That's right.
Oh, this is a travesty.
Meanwhile, somewhere in the city...
Now, let's take it from the top.
But soft, what light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
Oh, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Oh, Bob, being Violet's understudy is no fun at all. I've memorized all of Juliet's lines, but unless Violet gets sick or just doesn't show up, which is highly unlikely, I'm not going to get to perform.
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name.
Excuse me, Violet?
What is it, Becky?
Just want to be sure you're not coming down with a cold. Because I am ready to take over for you if that's the case. Let me know. And be honest with yourself.
Will do, Becky! That which we call a rose.
Or maybe you just need to take a vacation.
Okay, Becky. Let Violet continue, shall we?
Right.
Okay. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet.
With love's light wings did I o'erperch these walls, for stony limits cannot hold love out.
Oh.
I wish I were Juliet.
Whoa! Fall in love!
And scene. Okay, everyone, that's all the time we have for rehearsal. See you tonight at the big performance. And remember, whatever happens, the show must go on. Must go on.
That evening, as Violet walks to the theater...
Acting in a play is so much fun. I get to wear a pretty costume and my special shimmering Juliet hat. Thou art my favorite sparkly hat in all the world.
Becky, it's almost showtime, and Violet still isn't here.
I might get to be Juliet.
That's right. Do you have your lines memorized?
Oh, yes. I know all the words by heart.
Good. You're on in 5 minutes.
Okay, it's happening. Bob, did you hear? Violet didn't show up, so I get to play Juliet. But, Bob, if I leave to help Violet, I can't play Juliet.
Go, go, go.
The show must go on.
Hello there, audience. Whoa.
Looks like you chose to help your friend after all.
Of course. A play is just a pretend thing. Friendship is real. That shimmering hat is hard to miss. Let's do this, Huggy.
I really have to get going now.
Meanwhile, back on stage...
Okay, the show must go on. Ahem! Well, here I stand, an orchard wall in fair Verona. Wow, have I seen some interesting things standing here for so long?
What's this guy doing?
And since we seem to have some time on our hands, allow me to tell you the story of two crazy kids named Romeo and Juliet. Oh, boy.
Hey, big guy! Looky here! Whoa, what's going on over here? Wow, what an interesting distraction!
Mr. Energy Monster, I really must insist that you put me down.
Romeo says something like, "Oh, Juliet, you are so beautiful. I love you so much." And Juliet says, "But my parents don't get along with your parents, and that's a big problem." But Romeo says he has a plan, and it's all very exciting.
Thanks for rescuing me, Word Girl.
Any friend of Becky Botsford is a friend of mine. But there isn't much time. I think you have a play to get to. Word up!
Becky, I couldn't make it to the theater on time because I was captured by the energy monster because he loved my sparkling, shimmery hat. And since you're my understudy, shouldn't you be on stage right now?
Oh, that's right. I had to, reorganize my entire unicorn collection all of a sudden.
But if I couldn't play Juliet and you couldn't play Juliet, how did they even perform the play?
That was the strangest production of Romeo and Juliet I've ever seen.
But what a performance by that wall.
Hey, you two.
Scoops, what happened in there?
Well, since there was no one to play Juliet, and Romeo got stage fright and was too scared to perform, I had to do the whole thing by myself. But it went great.
No, I wish I had gotten to play Juliet.
Me too. Wait a minute. And so we present to you Romeo, both Juliets, and the talking wall. Oh, Juliet, thou dost look so lovely in thy shimmering hat.
Why, thank thee, other Juliet.
Good day, both Juliets.
Good day, talking wall.
Who did they get to play Romeo?
I don't know.
Nice outfit, Bob. That shirt really shimmers. Well, that's it for us. Maybe you have my next line memorized by now. Say it with me. Join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is disguise. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
A disguise is the type of monkey Huggy is. And what a cute disguise he is.
No.
A disguise is a way of changing how you look. If, say, I were to wear a beard and a cowboy hat, so Word Girl didn't know it was me asking for her autograph again.
That is correct, Tommy. Congratulations, you are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl trunk full of disguises. Disguise yourself as a fireman, a French spy, a teapot, a game show host. Hey!
We didn't talk about you disguising yourself as me.
Very funny. All right, come on, Huggy. There can only be one host of the show. Much better. That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Today's featured words are champion and vanquish. Becky Botsford, a.k.a. Word Girl, is deep in concentration because she's preparing for the city's annual checker competition.
Ha ha ha!
Well, I can see you're practicing for the big checkers championship, and you aren't the only one.
You're going to be the referee in the checkers competition?
That's right. The mayor said I could do it if I agreed to provide my own whistle and get out of his office.
Becky, Bob, TJ, Tim, dinner! We're having Salisbury steak.
Salisbury steak? That's my favorite Salisbury meat. Gotta go.
The next day at the park, the checkers competition is about to begin.
Greetings to the billions of checkers fanatics watching today.
You folks are in luck, because you've got the news team that's first on the scene for hard-hitting stories.
If there's a cute kitten in a tree, or a 90-year-old blowing out a firestorm of birthday candles, we're there.
Now let's get to... I'm supposed to say this. You always steal my lines.
All right, go ahead and take it. Now let's get to the action.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the board is set. The black and red discs are in place. And that means it's time for a checkup! Huh?
Oh, bummer.
worked all night on that.
Okay. Everyone can start playing checkers now.
Ah, checkers. The sport of kings.
No, horse racing is the sport of kings.
Yes. Checkers. The beautiful game.
Nope. That's soccer.
Whatever. The only thing you have to worry about is which of you will finish second. Because my robot, the Checkmate 3000, built with my exceptional intellect, will vanquish everyone!
Oh, yeah? If your intellect is so exceptional, why aren't you playing?
Because I... Sprained my checker's finger. Impossible! It can't be!
Wow, a pony!
Well, fans, the competition is in full swing, and the action is fast and furious.
And if I had to pick the early favorite, I'd have to go with Becky Botsford.
Nice game, good job.
Besides young Becky Botsford, I'd have to say the other early favorite is the Checkmate 3000.
Yes!
Why is a hyper-intelligent robot allowed to enter a city checkers competition?
Beats me. I didn't get to the top of the local news team by asking a lot of questions.
Wait a minute. Where's everyone going?
There you go, again with the questions. I'm receiving word. There's another checkers match in the park that isn't part of the city's official competition. Seems there's some sort of checkers playing walrus vanquishing anyone willing to play him.
This creature is cute and smart, and his movements make me smile. This may be the most important news story ever!
Yeah, maybe I should handle the commentary. Meanwhile, back at the real City Checkers Championship...
End it now. Vanquish the human?
Toby, give the poor robot a break.
Yes! Victory is mine.
Well, congratulations.
Everyone behold the greatest checkers champion in the land. I mean the greatest checkers champion in the land. And the boy genius who built him. Where is everyone?
Here they come.
Do you believe in miracles?
If by miracles you mean a checkers playing aardvark vanquishing all comers, then call me a believer.
What? Why is everyone so excited about some diaper-wearing monkey? My robot is the real champion?
Hey, now Bob may not have been in the tournament, but he still beat everyone else in the park. If your robot's so good, he'll take on Bob.
Oh, fine. Let's do it right now.
All right.
If you want a referee, you'll have to wait till tomorrow.
All right, we'll play tomorrow. 12 o'clock.
Can we make it noon?
Yes.
Whew, thank you so much for agreeing to push the time. You know, I've already worked 8 hours today. I know better than to cross the CRU. Huh? Checkers Referee Union. They're really quite ruthless.
Later that day, Becky sits with her little checkers phenom.
That Toby is so arrogant. What makes him so sure his robot can beat you? I don't care what it takes. We're going to win this competition. Oh, sorry. Guess I got a little carried away. You know what? I'll help you train, but only because I want you to do your best, okay? Only a lunatic would place that kind of importance on winning a checkers competition.
Listen to me, you befuddled bucket of bolts! Nothing is more important than vanquishing this pretender to our checkers throne! Nothing!
Dramatic music, two competitors preparing for a showdown. I smell a montage.
We'll be right back.
got a classic on our hands.
You've got that right. In the long and storied history of robot monkey battles, this one stands alone.
I already said that when I said we had a classic one on our hands.
No, you didn't. This is the first I've heard of it.
Well, you talk too loud.
You're a little smug.
Oh, nice move, Bob. Well played, Bob.
Bob, give our viewers at home a little something special.
Listen, we didn't come out here to lose. We came out here because I have unfulfilled dreams of being a Checkers champion. I mean, you have unfulfilled dreams of being a Checkers champion. You were sure?
No, that's a terrible move. Oh, you're a disgrace. You'll never be a champion.
No more Checkers.
What? Get your head in the game.
Hold on, let me just check something. Yep, just as I suspected. Smashing the checkerboard during a match is against the rules. The robot is disqualified. Bob is the champion.
No more Checkers.
I order you to put me down post-haste!
No more Checkers! No more Checkers!
What? No checkered flag? So the race isn't over? Great! I love driving in circles eternally!
Yes, that's it! Continue clutching me and rampaging about!
Now where's he going? Of course! He's headed for the Marble Floor Factory! They're having a sale on checkered floors!
Well, that certainly makes sense.
Yeah, thanks.
No more checkers!
Perfect, yes! Upside down gives me a better view of the destruction!
Hold it right there!
Word girl, what are you doing here? I assure you I've got the situation entirely under control.
Will you just admit you need our help?
Fine. If you want to vanquish the Checkmate 3000, and by vanquish I mean defeat or overpower him.
I know what vanquish means.
Of course you do. Anyway, to vanquish the robot, you have to override the checker's circuit board in the back of his head.
Got it. Huggy, you know what to do. Now that's better.
Now make him put me down.
Not until you promise to stop putting so much pressure on the poor robot to win. He's a nervous wreck.
But he has to win. When he wins, it's like I win.
That's exactly the problem.
Oh, fine. Robot, being a Checkers champion isn't important. What matters is having fun while vanquishing all of your opponents.
No more Checkers!
Fine, you never have to play Checkers again.
Hooray!
Come on, Huggy!
Ladies and gentlemen, since he's defeated his opponent, I officially declare Bob champion!
And the quick-witted muskrat has vanquished the supposed boy genius.
Moments like this explain why Checkers is universally recognized as the greatest test of skill ever.
It's like a much more challenging combination of chess, triathlon, and brain surgery.
Indeed, and now that the game is over, it's time for us to eat lunch.
Do you like hot dogs?
If the teleprompter says I like hot dogs, then I do. Yes, I do!
Come on, one game. Oh, I get it. You want to go out on top.
And as Becky tries to get Bob to come out of retirement, we conclude another thrilling episode. Loyal viewers, if you want to become a vocabulary champion and vanquish boredom, be sure to tune in to the next episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a...
have a word!
Our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round! Tommy, you correctly defined the word disguise. Ready to play the bonus round?
Sure am.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for disguise. Give it a shot, Tommy!
I don't know who Granny may think she's fooling, disguising herself as a cheerleader.
That is correct, which means you're our bonus round winner! Show him what he's won, Huggy!
I win Huggy disguised as a cheerleader?
No, you just win the disguise, Tommy. Well, that's our show! See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girls Word Power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is refresh, and I like it because it just gives you this nice feeling inside. Here's what my vision of refreshing is. Me just sitting in a plain field of clovers. It puts me in this happy mood. This happy hippie-like mood.
My favorite word is paleontology, which is the study of dinosaurs and dinosaur fossils. Exciting stuff. I love dinosaurs. I want to be a paleontologist when I grow up.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what frenzied means. That's right. Frenzied means to feel so crazy you can't sit still. Congratulations, Huggy. Frenzied!